Hi, John Welch, IBB. Another question about the legislation and your views of it. A lot of folks are concerned that the House passed legislation, which first passed the committee and then was passed by the House and recently supported by the Secretary of State, would eventually dismember, if not disassemble, VOA. The language of the legislation was that basically would ban VOA from reporting on regional and local development, such as you were mentioning in the Ukraine. That seems to be confirmed, as was mentioned earlier, by the FY16 budget proposal to defederalize the Office of Cuba Broadcasting, Radio and TV, Marti, and the LATAM division, and to move them to a grantee. What's your view of that aspect of the legislation? Do you agree with it? And what might be done about it?
So, Ken can jump in too. We've been very careful as a board not to have a specific view on anything that is happening as the legislation kind of proceeds. And the reason for that, we all are, we all have strong opinions on things. We don't agree on everything. Probably we don't agree with in this room, we don't all agree probably on everything. But, when the sausage is getting made, it's hard to kind of comment on each part of the sausage-making process. What you want to do is see what you end up with, and hopefully you end up with something that improves the agency. I will say I don't think – the only thing I would take issue with your question is I don't think the Secretary agreed with it. I don't want to speak for the Secretary. I know we have some of our members for the State Department here, but, when I saw the Secretary speak, last week and then Victoria this morning, they – basically said they support reform and they have differences of opinion on elements of that reform. And they didn't go further than that publicly. So there's all sorts of negotiations, my guess is, happening beneath the surface here. And I would venture to say that the mission and future of VOA is one of those things that's being discussed along with a whole other series. Should there be a global grantee or there should be individual grantees and all other types of things that are being talked about. And like anything, I think we have to kind of, I still believe we have to wait and see how those negotiations proceed before we get too upset about any piece of it or take issue with any piece of it. Let's see how it all ends up working out. But there's no question that VOA does great work. VOA is our, our leading brand. VOA is what people know a lot of this organization from, and VOA has done great work over the years and continues to do great work in around the world. And VOA is going to be around for a long time and they're going to have influence for a very long time, and I wouldn't get too worried about the to's and fro's in the political arena. Yep.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Rohit. I work for the South and Central Asia Division. My question is very simple. I guess BBG hiring Andy to fix problems here probably made him relevant to the world outside. Now, when you look for a new CEO, how are you going to make sure that the same situation is not repeated? And in that case, are you also going to look at candidates who are internal to this organization?
That is a great question. So obviously, there's every coin has two sides to it. The positive, the one side of the coin here is that, the BBG, NBC News, if it's true, went and found their next leader at BBG. That's in some ways good for BBG, not to lose Andy, but it shows the importance of this organization and the quality of the organization. And that, I can tell you today, definitively will make it easier for the board to find our next person. Now, you deal with this actually in life everywhere. Whenever you do well in an organization and you have good people, well, the places that need good people look at that organization and say, God, I want that person. They're doing well. I want this. I am not sure there's anything we can do about that in the sense that the better we do, the better people we attract, the better we are at telling our story. Many people in this room are going to have opportunities to do other things at some point that they want to do. And I hope you stay, for all of you. But I certainly, everybody has their own personal, including Andy, their own personal situation to take into account, whether it's family or financial or career goals. And I, based on my experience in the private sector, there's actually nothing you can do to keep good people other than having a good environment to work, having a place that has a clear mission is inspirational and is fun to come to work every day, and hopefully that's good enough to keep your good people. But the better you get as an organization, the bigger the risk that you lose good people. And if we do our job and find the great next CEO, well, we're going to have to worry every minute after that person starts that they're going to go off and run CBS or ABC or hopefully not Russia Today. Yeah. Any more questions? Internal questions, yeah, the second part of the internal questions. So we will obviously look internally and clearly, and I don't want to put Andre on the spot here, clearly Andre as the now acting CEO will be a candidate if he wants it. He may say, I don't want it. But no, we have great people here, and of course we will look internally at the organization to find somebody. If there are people who want the job and can do the job, including Andre, that will obviously be something. We'd be crazy as a board not to consider that.
Hello, I'm Pete Heinlein from English News Programs. I have listened to you saying you were going to keep your head down on legislative issues, but sometimes we look to you as our representatives. You have a voice that maybe we don't have. There is one issue in particular that I know many journalists are concerned about, and that's legislation or language in the legislation that seems to change us from reporting about policy issues to supporting policy issues. Some of us see that as changing us from journalists to propagandists. And we would like to ask you and ask what you can do, what we can do to avoid this kind of a situation where we're going to lose our independence, we feel.
It's a great question. And let me take a shot at it, and then Ken, you should jump in. I remember my first week here in Washington when I first got nominated for this position, and I sat down and I read the VOA charter, right? And I talked to David Enzor and I talked to others in the building. This is not a new situation, right? This is not something that suddenly has appeared with 4490 or something else. The charter of this organization, and VOA in particular, has a conflict in it, at least for me. Now, David and I have argued about this for years now, and I've talked to many of you about it for years now. I have a different feeling. When I read it, and I've read it probably the charter now probably 300 times, 400 times, we're asked to, on one hand, report on an unbiased journalistic basis, and the best way that we can show American values is by telling the truth to the world, and that's going to show people what our values are. Let other people be propagandists. We can show our values by telling the truth and telling it in a good and comprehensive and brave way. That's part of our charter. The other part of our charter is to tell America's story, and we are funded by the U.S. taxpayers. So we're not a private organization. We get our money from the U.S. taxpayers, and the other part of our mission is to tell America's story. Now, you can intellectually kind of square that circle, right, and say we can do both of them at the same time. And I think in most cases we do a wonderful job here of doing that, of being honest and unbiased journalists, but also telling America's story to the world. But there are often times when that comes into conflict, and personally, the language, and I'm going to get into 4490, and I apologize, but the language in 4490 on the reforms they want to make to the VOA charter is incomprehensible to me. I've read it 100 times. It doesn't make it any clearer to me. To me, it makes it even more unclear, and I've been privately outspoken to people on the Hill and to the White House that I think that needs to be fixed. And I hope they do fix it, right? So, but I will say it's not new in my perspective. I think the history of this organization has always kind of had that conflict, and I don't think that's going to change even after 4490 or legislation passes, if it does pass. Ken, if you agree with that.
No, I'm in agreement with Jeff, and I've also shared my concerns privately, as long as you're mentioning on some of the language in the reform bill with people I know on the Hill. All that being said, I do think occasionally, and this is rare, but I occasionally there are stories that do come out of the newsroom that I wish – and I say this with the greatest of respect, that there's sometimes a tendency for stories to come out with kind of a quote from one person and then a quote from an American official, say a Russian official. And I've seen this occasionally. I would love to see greater analysis when a Lavrov quote is given equal stature to a Kerry quote. This isn't saying that we're not propagandists, but when Lavrov is clearly lying, which 90% of the time he is, I think we ought to try to, in a story, it would be a good thing to have a little more detail on this. And I know we've talked about this kind of stuff as a board, and the journalism generally is excellent, but occasionally stories creep through. Obviously, we're working on deadlines. News is moving fast. That's the one area which which doesn't, in my mind, at all violate the charter, but I'd like to see where I think we can square the circle and do it occasionally more effectively.
We have an obligation to be honest journalists, and if that means exposing dishonesty, we should expose it, even if it's Kerry, you know. So, any other questions? It's great. It's great to sit up here and not have to answer questions about movies and Oscars. This is much this is much better. Anything else? I don't see any other questions here, so... anyway, let me thank you guys all for taking time out of your busy day to come here. As I said, if there's questions that you have that you don't want to ask in this open forum, get them to Tish, get them to Juan, email me directly, email Ken directly. We're here to answer all your questions, and let me just, you know, say once again, just in conclusion, we're sorry to see Andy go. This sucks. It's a journalistic term, by the way. But we're absolutely, as a board, we're going to move forward, find another CEO, and we're really proud of the work that's being done here and will continue to be done here. So thanks to you all for your hard work.